fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, it is Monday, the 18th day of December, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin live broadcasting Monday through Friday, Republic Broadcasting, with my show, the John Moore Show. And we begin my show with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I've added something new to my routine. I'm now distributing the LifeWave products, and every 12 hours, I change out my X39 patch. I'm doing it right now as we speak, and it goes about 2 inches below my belly button. I've got the a sticker now freed up with the adhesive. I put it just about 2 inches below my belly button and ready to go for the next 12 hours with optimal health and well-being. So you might want to check that out, the LifeWave products at thelibertyman.com. This morning we have with us my friend Stephen Starr. Steve is the author of an excellent book that I highly recommend, available at Amazon.com. Here's the title: Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse. Subtitle is A Mortal Threat to the U.S. Power Grid and U.S. Nuclear Power Plants. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, John.
Well, sir, I watched the film that was produced by Mr. Obama and his wife, Michael, over the weekend, last night, actually. And let's see, that was Leave the World Behind. Leave the World Behind. The premise is the nationwide power grid attack with cyber hackers, in which included knocking out satellites. And I think it's very telling, both in the plot, the way the story went, and who was behind it. The fact that Barack and Michelle Obama were behind it is very telling in and of itself, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, nothing that Barack surprises me very much anymore. I think he's a con man.
Well, he is. just like Vivek Ramaswamy, he's not qualified to be president of the United States because he's not a natural born citizen. The public record reflects that Obama's father was from a Kenyan national, which means President Obama is a dual national. The intent of the framers of the Constitution was not to have dual nationals be president of the United States. So by definition, both Vivek and Barack are dual nationals. They may or may not, but they could both have passports from another country. Obama could have a British passport because Kenya was a British colony at the time. And Vivek could have an Indian passport because his parents were Indian nationals when he was born. Kind of a different topic for a different day. But what we're hearing, Stephen, I don't know if you're on top of it or not, but a lot more discourse, not a very good nature between North Korea and the United States, isn't there?
Yes, I don't think the relations have been good for a long time.
No, not at all. That's a given. If you grow up in North Korea, unless you're the son or daughter of a very high government official, you'll take pity on Americans because your knowledge of America is all propaganda. They show videos of what life was like in the United States for some people during the Great Depression. And they make it look like we're living a life here of abject poverty in the United States, and they feel sorry for us. It's a very strange paradigm if you grow up in North Korea, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, I imagine it would be. It made me think when you're talking about that. I don't really trust our news very much anymore either from the mainstream media. We get a lot of propaganda from that too.
Absolutely, it is. I've told a story before, but I don't think you've heard it. I was at a conference that took place at a college campus in Yellow Springs, Ohio, during Christmas break. And during my time there, I happened to walk by the room where they kept three teletype machines, and United Press International, Reuters, and Associated Press, with these paper that was a continuous loop of I think they call it traction paper, going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I walked in, I started reading these stories, and I realized very quickly that my local newspaper in St. Louis was publishing maybe 5%. And that's really quite optimistic of what was being received by the newspaper 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They have to exercise a lot of censorship to put what they choose in the paper, because obviously the paper would never hold all that information, would it, sir?
No, and you know, one of the things I laugh about when I hear that there's no inflation anymore, and when I go to the grocery store, I just wonder whoever makes up those statistics apparently doesn't go shopping very often.
No, not at all. I'm just a bit older than you, Stephen, but when I was a boy, before I was driving, my father routinely bought gasoline for 9 cents, 10 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
A few years later, when I was driving myself, I was buying gasoline from 15 to 17 cents a gallon. Those days are long gone, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, they are.
Well, getting back to North Korea, these are not hollow threats going back and forth, are they, sir?
Well, I'm afraid they're not. I think I sent you an article recently that was by a guy that's a well-respected physicist from MIT. And he was comparing, he looked at the data from the recent launch in July of a North Korean intercontinental ballistic missile that was almost identical characteristics to the Russian Topol, the SS-27 missile that they have. And, you know, he came to the conclusion that the Russians had engaged in, he found it very unusual. They'd engaged in the transfer of this very high-level technologies, like a 50-ton, 75-foot-tall solid-fuel ICBM that can hit targets in the United States with multiple warheads, and they can penetrate our defenses, too. I found that quite disturbing.
Well, that is quite disturbing, to say the least. And unlike Russia and China, North Korea looks like a propensity to be ready to make use of these weapons far more quickly and far more easily than Russia or China. What do you think, sir?
Well, that's the impression you get. I mean, they—it's—I don't know. You know, they—they've issued a lot of threats over the years, And sometimes because when somebody, you know, they call it, you know, crying wolf in a sense where they say, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, but it never happens. So a lot of people tend to write that off. But I think, you know, we have to look at what somebody, maybe not what they said, but what their capabilities are. And, you know, when somebody gets an ICBM like that, that we don't have any defenses against, that's something that anybody with a brain should be concerned about.
Absolutely. Well, North Korea, I believe, has had three leaders the last 75 years. The current one, his father, and the grandfather. That's pretty much unusual for any country in the world except monarchies, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, our leader right now seems to be not with it, from what I can see. He can't even read a teleprompter without making mistakes. But, you know, this information about the transfer of this technology was something that you had to really look really close to find that information. It hasn't been discussed in the media, and you know, some people dismissed it. It's like, oh well, but I this guy, I really, Dr. Postol, I respect him very much, and he knows what he's talking about. I've been on a panel with him before, and he's one of the guys, like, you know, in the old days, if you had a professor that, like, they didn't tolerate any fools, he's kind of like that. You can't but so anyway, I when I saw that article by him, I really noticed. I thought, man, this is bad news.
Well, let's discuss academia a little bit. I read a story, I believe, a year plus, maybe almost 2 years ago, about a college professor out west, I think in maybe Washington State. He was taking the students' papers and grading them not only for content, but for grammar and punctuation. Mm-hmm. And he was get criticized publicly by the administration for being racist because he was grading papers and making note of punctuation and grammar and spelling. That's where we've come to, isn't it?
Well, that's sad. I actually teach a course at the University of Missouri. It's a writing intensive course where the students are required to learn to, you know, I have them learn APA format, and it's a little tricky because you're trying to teach content, but you're also trying to teach writing. And I find a lot of students, I mean, some of the writing is almost like, I'll get a three-page paper and it's one paragraph and doesn't have any, you know, commas. And, you know, they don't, I think, how can you get into college and be a, you know, a junior in college and not know how to, you know, write simple sentences? It's just unbelievable.
Much of my adult life, I've worked for various law firms. The one law firm, we were expanding, and we needed another legal secretary. And the owner of the law firm, he interviewed a dozen women. He picked the one that he thought would be the best. She looked good, dressed well, was a graduate, listen carefully, of a four-year brick-and-mortar college, not an online university. Uh-huh. And we hired her. And about the second week she was there, nobody could find a file anymore. It turned out she didn't know the alphabet. Her job at the time, seriously, she didn't know the alphabet, and she couldn't properly file the paperwork in the proper files. A segue from there. A friend of mine owns a company which has more than 100 employees. Two things. First of all, it's illegal to use an IQ test as a standard for hiring or not hiring somebody. That's federal law. That's number nice. Two, he says, John, we no longer trust any college degree from any university or college or trade school. We have our own independent testing to find out if they actually know what the piece of paper says they know.
Well, you know, the United States, basically, like I said, we offshored, or, you know, we exported almost our entire industrial base. And when you do that, you not only lose the ability, you know, that the people that make things aren't there anymore. You lose your ability to innovate, and you lose a skilled workforce over time. And then when you get your educational system to the point where people I don't have any standards. I was teaching a clinical program, directing one at the university, and they were trying to get me to lower GPA standards to let people in. And I said, well, you want people in your hospital labs that, you know, can't interpret mathematical statistics? I mean, But more than that, I said, well, look, there's federal laws that you can't discriminate on the basis of race when you accept people into a program. And I think that the merit system is something that is, you have to have that in a society if you want it to function. You can't, you know, people are different and people have different abilities, and the people with abilities that want to learn should be able to learn and be able to be promoted and do good work. But when you impose these type of quotas that are going to make the merit system obsolete, then you really are in big trouble as a society.
Well, absolutely. I don't want to dwell on it too much longer because it's a deviation from our main topic, which is advising people, educating people about the real threat of electromagnetic pulse to our society. I would advise everybody to watch that film that my wife and I watched last night. I think that there's a lot to be gained from it, both from the content and the knowledge of who put it together. One of the things about a cyber attack is that they can blame it on anybody they choose to, because who's going to know the difference?
Right. Well, the cyber attack, from what I can read, it would be an effective way to knock a lot of things out, but it's not as effective as the detonation of a single nuclear weapon above the atmosphere. You know, you do that almost anywhere, say, over the eastern United States, and you're going to knock out the whole grid and on the eastern half, and you're going to destroy the solid-state electronics that are in every modern type of electronic device. So you just instantly, in a billionth of a second, all of a sudden, all your electricity goes away and all your devices that you rely on won't work even if you had electricity. You'd be back in the middle, like the Middle Ages almost, with a lot of gadgets.
Well, these generals making these decisions are sort of like going through a very nice smorgasbord where you have a tray and you get to pick and choose what you want. So you get to choose from nuclear devices that will go off in the upper atmosphere or really big ones, like you just mentioned, or smaller ones that would knock out maybe a square mile, or maybe a little bit of cyber attack here and cyber attack there. They're going to pick from the smorgasbord to have the effect that they want, which is to conquer the United States while having our main infrastructure not damaged too much. Is that somewhat accurate, you think, Stephen?
Well, it's. I think that's true. I spent about 3 or 4 years writing this book because I've been writing about the effects of nuclear weapons for 20 or 30 years. I teach a class on that. But when I started to get into electromagnetic pulse, it shocked me that, you know, it doesn't have to be hundreds of nuclear weapons going off all across the United States. Just one weapon's enough to knock out the grid and to keep it knocked out for a year or longer, because that will damage the large power transformers and extra high voltage circuit breakers that are required for the long distance transmission of electricity. And just that alone, if you don't have any electricity, what works in your house, you know? And you wouldn't have fuel that you couldn't pump out of the ground. You couldn't distribute it. None of your transportation systems would work. Your phones wouldn't work. Your refrigerators, your air conditioning, your heater. I mean, there's a few exceptions, like you've got a wall-mounted propane heater. That doesn't necessarily require electricity. But for the most part, most people would just be, they wouldn't know what to do. They would have nothing to eat, nowhere to keep warm. And it just takes one weapon. There's over 12,000 nuclear weapons in the world right now.
Yeah. Right. And something, because we always have new listeners, a lot of things we need to repeat. It's been about a year ago, just over a year ago, I think 14, 15 months ago, that an alleged weather balloon, I say alleged because it was a steerable weather balloon, launched from China, flew over the middle of the country. In fact, it went right over my house. Weather balloons, we already have, it's well documented because it was so much notoriety from the mainstream media, are just allowed to float over the country unhindered. So let's take an example. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
No. primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, what are you waiting for? Arthritis pain got you down? What are you waiting for? If you already have one, what a great Christmas gift this would make for somebody that you care about that has issues that are holding them back. Check out the Energy Cleaner, the mattress pads that go with them, at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Mr. Stephen Starr, the author of Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse. The subtitle is A Mortal Threat to the U.S. Power Grid and U.S. Nuclear Power Plants, available at Amazon.com. Well, Stephen, you've been involved in academics at the university level for how long, sir?
Oh, let's see. I directed a clinical program for about 11 years, and then I've taught this class on nuclear weapons for about 8 years now.
So about 19 years.
I worked in a laboratory for over 30 years, so I'm basically trained as a scientist, and I work as an analyst, and I've had articles published in the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists about the effects of nuclear weapons, Federation of American Scientists. So my focus has been on the dangers of nuclear war and nuclear weapons, and when I read about EMP, it's been dismissed as a, you know, kind of a right-wing neocon issue, and that way it's denigrated. It's people say, oh, well. And if one weapon goes off, then there's going to be a big war, and there will so many go off, we won't care about EMP. But I don't believe that's the case. You know, as you mentioned before, one weapon, if it knocks out the grid and basically incapacitates the United States, you know, that's considered a plausible scenario before any war scenario these days. But, you know, that could be the first thing that happens before we were asked to stand down. You know, it's like, well, now we're going to hit all your other targets, whatever. So, but I also found out that there's technology that can be used to protect the grid and critical national infrastructure, including nuclear power plants. And then the EMP shield device, I read about that before I even talked to the people at the company. And I bought some for my home because I thought, well, this makes sense. It protects against lightning. And they have guarantees, you know, I think it's a $25,000 guarantee.
$25,000, right.
You know, so it's, but even if we protect the grid, it won't necessarily protect your home. So, but I'm all in favor of trying to actually spend it'd be a fraction of the defense budget. It might be 2 or 3%. You could protect all the critical national infrastructure and our large power transformers in the grid. So we wouldn't lose that if an EMP takes place. And I still don't understand, you know, there's been two bills that have been introduced in the Congress, but they've been voted down. When Trump was the president, there was an effort to, you know, there's a recognition that it was a problem, but that's when the Biden administration came in, they just pushed it under the table. So,
well, there's in lower 48 has three power grids, East Mississippi, West Mississippi, and Texas. Texas is the most likely one to protect their power grid simply because they don't have to ask anybody else. They can do it on their own, can't they?
Well, I believe that's right.
I know that our friend Andrew can't be with us today. Today's his birthday, by the way. That's why Andrew's not with us. But Andrew's working with the government, Andrew's company, I should say, is working with the Texas state government to harden the Texas power grid, and I say more power to them. Of course, Texas power grid, as we found out a couple of winters ago, is already pretty fragile, isn't it?
That's right. Well, the grid, the critical part that the EMP can hit in the grid are the large power transformers, and the average age of those transformers is somewhere between 20 and 30 years. You know, they're already, you know, they're not new equipment out there, which is typical of a lot of our infrastructure, you know, our roads and everything else, but we're at risk in a variety of ways with the grid.
We are absolutely at risk, and recognizing that we are at risk is the first step to getting ready, isn't it?
That's right. I've been a little frustrated because I thought, well, when my book comes out, maybe people are going to listen and things will change, but I don't see, you know, the powers that be don't seem to be concerned about the people in the United States, you know, at least at the federal level. It's all the money we send overseas. We're not protecting and taking our interests of the American people at heart. And the grid is something that if we lose the electricity, just, you know, think about what would happen. What in your house will work if you don't have electric power? And imagine that for a year or longer.
Right. Well, in the wintertime, things get really serious really quick, don't they?
Oh, that's right. And, you know, extreme temperatures will actually accentuate the damage. The EMP actually will work. The E3 component that would knock out the grid is something that works better at night, too. And, you know, the detonations that occur over the U.S., and it doesn't have to be precise. So that's like you were saying with the weather balloon. And that Chinese weather balloon was when you think of a balloon, you don't think of something that's like the length of three school buses. So this wasn't some little balloon with a box underneath it. It was maneuverable. Didn't make sense to me that it could go over the missile bases in North Dakota and then, you know, make its way down to Missouri and, maybe go over Whiteman Air Force Base. And then that's not a random movement with the wind. It was being...
No, it was very carefully planned. We have a 5-minute break. Call number is 512-248-8252. Right then.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 18th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. New graphics, new photos. If you haven't been there in a while, you might be hopefully delightfully surprised at what you see. And, of course, if you want to know about the worst crime in human history, we have lots of details about the COVID vaccination clot shot, more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors like Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He says, in no uncertain terms, that all the COVID vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, they're all meant to kill and hurt people. These are not the side effects. These are the direct intended effects of all the COVID vaccinations. Products that will help you achieve your goals. I'm now proud to say I represent the LifeWave company, and the X39 patch I'm using every day helps me to achieve my goal of optimal health and well-being. You might want to check that out at thelibertyman.com. We're visiting with Mr. Stephen Starr, the author of the following book, Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse, available at Amazon.com. Stephen, our first caller is Ken in Texas. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. I wanted to ask a question regarding the ERCOT grid. We recently here in West Texas got connected to it, and I thought that it was thinking that it was a mistake, because if there is an EMP event, then, you know, it takes everybody down. But I realize there's you know, that's not a correct statement to make either regarding EMP, but could you help me out with whether I'm thinking incorrectly about that? And also the other issue is that it seems like the only way to do anything about this is to try to get your local providers to get some type of EMP shield devices installed, and instead of trying to do it from a federal perspective. Your thoughts, please.
Well, Stephen.
I think I'm not an expert on the Texas grid. And, you know, you are right in the sense that there's probably going to be some areas or regions where not everyone will lose power, but 90% of the power that's transmitted over long distance in the United States goes through the large power transformers. And those aren't, you know, we do make some here, but the current time, wait time is about 3 years. And the wait time for most of them produced overseas now is, you know, 18 to 24 months. They weigh between, the large ones are like 380,000 to over 800,000 pounds each. So you can't drop those in by an airplane. And so they have to be custom designed and manufactured. So they, you can't fix that in a hurry. We don't stockpile those. And if you knock out the majority of those with an EMP in the U.S., then and you can even detonate a nuclear weapon over Central America and take out the grid in the United States. So it doesn't have to be precise. That's why we were talking about a weather balloon. But I think that you're right when you talk about a local approach. I think that makes sense. And, I think Andrew, if he was on the line from EMP Shield, would be able to address that a little bit better. But I it's hard to know what to do when you're trying to deal with a problem like this on a national level. Do you have more to add to that, John?
Well, something that EMP Shield does is help counties. We have more than 3,300 counties in the United States to help counties get protected and at virtually no cost. And Ken, if you're interested in moving forward with that, I would suggest getting with Andrew tomorrow. He's off today. By getting with Andrew tomorrow and moving forward to have your county be protected from EMP, sir, would be a good idea, Ken.
Yeah, I'm trying to familiarize myself a little bit more before I go and approach them about it. So that's why I was asking some questions, because I heard on one of your other shows, John, him mention that. And so I'm really wanting to do that, but I don't want to go in there, you know, any dumber than I already am. And
well, let me help you out here, Ken. EMP Shield will give you an intense, quick education on what you need. And I can't say that they would send somebody to your county to represent EMP Shield, but they'll make sure that you're ready to talk to the county officials and not make a fool of yourself. They'll make sure that that's the case, Ken.
Excellent.
If that's any help.
Yeah. Okay. You might get a copy of my book too. Take it with you. You can go on to Amazon and type in my name, Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, star, S-T-A-R-R, and it'll bring up the nuclear high altitude electromagnetic pulse. Okay.
And some, before you get away, Ken, there's probably going to be anywhere from one to maybe three or maybe five. It's always going to be an odd number, men and women that need to be convinced to do this. You know, what you want to do is to meet one-on-one privately over lunch in a public place. Maybe give them a copy of Stephen's book and talk to them one-on-one before you go into a group setting in a public meeting. So if you convincing people one-on-one privately is going to give you a much greater chance of success than going cold into a meeting, Ken, just to give you a quick heads up.
Duly noted and appreciated. The other thing I want to throw out there is I saw a news article that Schneider Electric is now putting out any orders 22 months out. So that's another wrench in the works for, you know, any EMP potential problems. So, you know, they're a big electrical supplier for these types of things. And so I find their announcement about that a little bit troubling.
Well, that's with everything working. As I like to say, Ken, Listen carefully. Everybody listen. Everything you need to fix what's broken is also broken. So 22 months is with everything functioning properly and normally. When everything we need to fix it is broken, that 22 months becomes probably 48 months. Any follow-up here, Stephen?
Well, I'm glad that he brought that up because you're exactly right. You know, first, if you knock out the grid in a billionth of a second, and that you won't have electricity for a year or longer, and then at the same time, you just fry all the solid-state electronics with the E1. You know, in a medium distribution power line, it can induce 2 million volts and 5 to 10,000 amps. And then, you know, and even a AC cord that you have plugged into the wall socket can get 10,000 to 50,000 volts and 100 amps. So, so that's when you destroy all the electronics, you won't be able to fix any of those until you can get the parts and also you have electricity to test them. So it's a compounding problem.
Yeah, you won't be able to pick up the phone and call them and say, hey, we got a problem.
Right.
Oh, pretty basic communications problem at the lowest level common denominator.
Right.
All right. Well, I guess let me re-ask this question. So do you think being connected to the whole Texas grid is something we probably shouldn't have done in terms of EMP exposure? Or did I, you know, get that answered already and didn't sink in?
Well, I don't know enough about the Texas grid to give you a precise answer, but I know that if you have an EMP shield on your house, you know, you're going to be able to protect your own electronics. And if you can get your community involved, you might be able to do it on a community-wide basis. But it's, you know, EMP is a hard thing to avoid. You know, one nuclear detonation over just any part of the eastern United States is enough to knock out the grid in a half of the U.S. there. So, and if you detonate it one over Central America, you take out the whole grid. All the large power transformers are, most of the majority of them are going to be destroyed or damaged, so they won't work. So it's, I'm sorry, but that's probably not a good enough answer for you. But, you know, if you, maybe I call up Andrew or call up EMP Shield and talk to Andrew, and I think you might be able to get a better answer that way.
Well, I appreciate your all's time and your answers, and thank you very much. And I'll get back to listening.
Tim, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Thank you, sir. The call number is 512-248-8252. One of the things featured in that film, Leave the World Behind, was a survival bunker built by a multimillionaire with the contractor not informing the officials, so there was no permits or inspections or anything, and a very luxurious bunker that looked like a luxury condominium, quite frankly, with all the amenities. And I've met people and I know families that have done this on their own. They've built themselves. One family I know built a very nice home that my friend said, he says, John, everything above grade could be wiped out and gone, and the house below would be completely functional and separate from the house above it. They got wiped out by a tornado, for example. And it takes substantial financial resources to do something like that, doesn't it, Stephen?
Yes, it does. I wince when I read about, you know, like people like Bill Gates and stuff, you know, building special bunkers in New Zealand. and what are they planning on? I don't know.
Well, New Zealand, the interior of Australia, Zuckerberg is building a big complex in one of the Hawaiian islands, I know. They at that level of Zuckerberg and Bergen and Gates, they don't get the news from the Wall Street Journal. They get the news from the people that make the news, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think that if you don't have huge financial resources, you can still take some steps to be prepared, you know. I live out in the country like you do, and I've been trying to be self-sufficient for some time, and I enjoy doing that. We got a big garden. I got some apple trees. I hunt and fish, but I, you know, you're going to have to do a lot of things to be able to survive a situation where there's no electricity for over a year.
Absolutely. It's a daunting challenge, to say the least. It's going to require both time and money and innovation and being creative. All those things, right? Right, Stephen?
Yeah, if we could just take a little bit of our tax money that we turn over to the government every year and use the technology available to put shielding on all the components of the grid and our infrastructure, we wouldn't be faced with a situation like that if an EMP is detonated. So I don't know. I don't understand why we can't do that.
Well, I found out that the Obama administration was actively blocking any legislation that would help. I thought it was just bureaucratic incompetence until I learned that the Obama administration was actively blocking any real effort to protect the national power grid. But once I found it out, I really wasn't surprised. It probably doesn't surprise you either, does it, Stephen?
Well, I've seen that evidence. The only administration where there is work being done to prevent EMP and set up task forces to evaluate what needed to be done was the Trump administration. And during that time, I corresponded with a major in the Air Force, David Stuckenberg, and he was at the U.S. Air University, the Air Force has. They formed an electromagnetic defense task force, and he was tasked with educating the public. And so he confirmed to me that the military has software programs, and they plan on EMP. They said an area about the size of Dallas-Fort Worth would have all the integrated circuits just destroyed. They worry about their command and control. So a lot of the diagrams you might find on the net would be centered over Omaha, where Strategic Air Command. But, the military has been planning on this for decades, but our civil society has not. And it's just almost criminal in my mind to block programs, and there's a company called Meditech Corporation that I used to get a lot of my information from, and they have done all kinds of studies. These guys really know what they're doing, and we can do the shielding. It's just doable, and it's like, and there's been two bills introduced into Congress in 2013 and 2015 to mandate that, and they've been defeated, by special interest groups, and I suppose the federal government, acting on their behalf, but we need to change that. And if my book, if you take the trouble to get my book, read it, and then take a copy to your local representative or your congressman, your senator, and say, look, we're at risk. What are you doing about this?
Well, I would going back to Ken, and I'm sure Ken is still listening. I would get a copy of your book for each person in charge that would be making a decision, whether it's one person or three or five. Whatever it might be, a very small investment that could yield big results, isn't it?
You can get a Kindle version for an ebook for about $9, and the paperback's about $20. And I wrote it in a way so that it's understandable to the non-technical person. There's a summary at the beginning of each section, and I do have 360 footnotes and 160 references, and I used very reputable sources. And I did that because I knew that I was probably going to be challenged or attacked once it got published. But I have high confidence in what I'm saying. And I'm from Missouri, so, show me if I'm wrong.
Well, if you haven't seen this already, any group or person wants to criticize your work, if they read it and they see that the work and the backup material is not assailable, then they'll attack the author personally. As the old saying goes, if you can't attack the message, you attack the messenger. Have you ran into that yet, Stephen, yourself?
Well, I guess I'm more or less low profile at this point, so I haven't yet, although I tried to circulate the book to some of the people at the university, and all of a sudden everything went silent. part of it's because the part two of the book deals with the threat to nuclear power plants, emergency power systems, the active emergency core cooling systems, which, I am confident will not operate after an EMP, but the nuclear, because none of these plants were designed to operate. They weren't, it's a non-design basis event. So the Nuclear Regulatory Commission doesn't require any of them to be protected against EMP. And the Air Force, the called them to task on that. They had hearings. So they said, look, you haven't done any testing to prove that your, you know, your studies that you have are correct. And, you know, you need to at least test your electric components at the, in the control rooms and everything else to make sure they'll still function after an EMP. And the Nuclear Regulatory Commission said, well, thanks for your input, but we don't agree with you. But you will have up to a dozen nuclear power plants melting down simultaneously after an EMP that takes out the grid and fries all the circuits. You know, they would be without power probably, and even if they had power, a lot of the solid-state electronics and the motor-driven pumps and the motor-operated valves would not work. Their sensors in the core, the plant would have no communication. There would be no lights, and they'd have 30 minutes to try to get the force flow through the reactor core.
Yeah, absolutely. Hold that thought, Stephen. We've got our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now we're back. There we are. Stephen, you got about 3 minutes here, sir, to give our audience the most important information you can. In fact, this will be the last live show this year. So the next time we're together, it's going to be 2024, sir.
Well, I look forward to that. Hopefully there won't be an EMP in the meantime. So I thank you for having me on the show. My book is entitled Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse. You can get it on Amazon. If you want to look it up using my name, it's Steven, S-C-E-V-E-N, star. It's star with two R's, S-T-A-R-R. The book will give you a very it's not a long book, and it's very well documented. It'll give you all the evidence you need to convince anybody that you're trying to convince that they need to take action. A single nuclear detonation over the United States, and doesn't have to be any precise area, can take out our electric power grid and keep it down for up to a year or longer. And it also destroy the solid state electronics that are critical, that are required to run our critical national infrastructure. That includes all the different types of transportation systems, communication systems, water and sanitation systems, banking, you name it. And, you know, if you lose all that, and it takes a billionth of a second, so your regular lightning surge protectors won't protect against it. You can get the EMP shield device that will protect your own home. We need to go beyond that, though. We need to be able to protect our power grid. I suggest you get a copy of my book and read it, and then maybe get a couple copies and hand them out. You know, and as John suggested, if you want to do something locally, meet with a few people that can support you and then go into a meeting and talk about it.
Absolutely. I've been doing this kind of work for decades, and some friends of mine wanted to convince a local city council about the harmful effects of sodium fluoride in drinking water. And they just walked into a meeting cold with not meeting any of these men and women privately first, and handed out copies of an excellent book. And then they wondered why they weren't successful when their efforts failed. So the way to do it is, as I suggested, meet one-on-one with these men and women, these decision makers, educate them, inform them in a polite, friendly manner, give them a copy of Stephen's book titled Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse, and convince them privately as opposed to walking in to a meeting cold. The odds of success there are almost non-existent, aren't they, Stephen?
Well, I think you're right, and I actually wish I would have heard that advice a long time ago. But I'm going to meet with a local congressman in the very near future. I don't know. I think it's a good idea to try to protect your own home, you know, and even your car, the EMP shield. So, you know, and you can call the company and get a lot of specific advice, even better than I can give, about how the product works and how you can
use it. Absolutely. Well, Stephen, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Okay. Bye, John.
Top of the hour break. We'll have Sam Anders shortly. Stay tuned.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN.
free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.